Vancouver, Marie-Philippe Poulin scored twice as her Montreal Victoire downed the Toronto Scepters 4-2 Wednesday in the first professional Women's Hockey League game in Vancouver. Michaela Grant-Mentis added a goal and an assist for the Victoire, 4-1-2-1, and Claire Dalton also scored. Jessie Compher had a goal and an assist, Daryl Watts scored and Renata Fast registered two assists for the Scepters, 2-5-0-1. Montreal goalie Anne-Renée Despiens stopped 29 of 31 shots. Kristen Campbell made 21 saves for Toronto. The sold-out game was the second stop in the PWHL's nine-city takeover tour, crisscrossing North America to grow the league's audience and test potential expansion markets. Other neutral site destinations on the tour include Quebec City, where Montreal takes on the Ottawa Charge on January 19, and Edmonton, where Toronto faces Ottawa on February 16. Games will also be held in Denver, Detroit, St. Louis, Buffalo, New York, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Takeaways. Scepters. After falling behind 3-0 midway through the second, Toronto worked its way back into contention, starting with Watts' power play goal 9:29 into the middle frame. The Scepters pushed in the third, outshooting the Victoire 13-11 across the period, but couldn't find the equalizer. Poulin sealed the win with an empty net strike with 51 seconds left on the clock. Victoire. The team's power play continues to struggle, going 0-for-2 on the night. Montreal came into the game with its power play clicking at league worst 10.71%. Key moment. Poulin gave Montreal a 3-0 cushion with a stunning goal 7:48 into the second period. Aaron Ambrose's shot bounced off of Campbell and out toward Poulin in the faceoff circle. From her knees, the Canadian hockey legend corralled the rebound and snapped a blistering shot into the top right corner of the net. Key stat. An announced crowd of 19,038 took in the game, eclipsing the Vancouver Canucks' season high of 18,940. Up next, Scepters. Visit the New York Sirens on Sunday. Victoire. Take on the Frost in Minnesota in Denver on Sunday.